This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I
do. Here we go, final hour of What's on Your Mind. Scotty is having a duck out here. Get a little meeting, a little gathering in Bismarck. So Kev sitting in, going to handle the final hour here. Glad you're here. 701-271-1100. We're going to talk to John Hinterrocker from the Center for the American Experiment coming up here in just a bit, fun and games from Minnesota and St. Paul. And the over-the-cliff stuff that's going on in Minnesota. We'll do that. Phones are open. We got a ton of text to get to as well. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA from the PetroServe USA studios. Lunch means home cooking, which is scratch cooking. Doesn't fall out of a bag into the fry. I mean, the awesome potato wedges do, but they cook them right there. But pulled pork French dip sandwich, French dip, one of the best I've ever had at the Valley City location. Harwood's got country fried steak today. Let's see, West Main's got tater tot hot dish or sloppy joes. That cheesy scallop potatoes and ham hot dish that they do is at 12th Avenue. Glendon's got tater tot hot dish today, and they're doing chicken tenders, barbecue chicken tenders on 45th today. There's always, you know, the deals, the backup deals. There's always the specials going on you can do. The 4 for $4 is now the 4 for $6. Still a killer buy. Personal pan pizza, couple of cookies, 20-ounce soda. All four items, $6 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And they're hiring. PetroServeUSA.com. All right. Is John on, Daniel? Oh, he is on. Good. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Glad to be with you.
Good to have you back, sir. Center for the American Experiment, John Hinterrocker. Scotty had to duck out, and I'm the only Minnesota resident on the show, John. So as you know, you and I can really talk about the craziness. And we just talked to John Phelan earlier in the week about the over the cliff things that are going on. Are we in Minnesota? And believe me, this is the talk on the pontoon. It's the talk of the rocks and cows at the bonfires in outstate Minnesota. Are we past the point of no return with this?
Well, look, I mean, Minnesotans are right to be concerned. We're above average in serious crime compared to the national average. We're below average in economic growth. And every year, more people leave Minnesota than come to Minnesota. So, look, I mean, people are right to be concerned. So here's a bit of optimism, and this is something that we talk about in the events that we're doing on our Off the Cliff tour, which we've been all over the state of Minnesota now. So we polled at the end of the legislative session. Our pollster went out into the field and asked Minnesotans a number of questions about the legislative session.
Right.
But the fundamental one is, you know, do you approve or disapprove on the whole of what the legislature has done this year? And what we found, only 37% of Minnesotans approve of what the legislature has done. 59% say they don't like what the legislature has done, and 51% now say Minnesota's on the wrong track. You know, the old right track, wrong track question. I've never seen a poll where a majority of Minnesotans say we're on the wrong track, not until now. So the bad news is Minnesota has been going in a very bad direction. The good news is most Minnesotans have figured that out.
When you say most Minnesotans, and I always think of the rocks and cows part of it. I mean, we look at the population centers. You look at the 7-county metro. You look at Rochester, Mankato, St. Cloud, Duluth, Moorhead, et cetera. You know, it's my friends and I that are, you know, out in the woods or the rock and cow population in the state, we feel like it's just no matter what, we're going to get outvoted by these population centers in the state now. I mean, is there any validity to that concern, would you, in your estimation?
Well, yes, there is. I mean, Minnesota's population increasingly has been concentrating in the Twin Cities metro area, not so much in the cities themselves, although there's been some population growth, but mostly in the suburbs. And here again, if you want one little piece of good news, one little data point, our off-the-cliff events, where we talk about the legislative session, what was done, how it's going to impact Minnesota,
yeah,
we can't rent venues big enough in the Twin Cities suburbs to hold all the people. So this noon, I'm going to be speaking at an off-the-cliff event in Eden Prairie. We're sold out. We can't get any more people into the venue. And we're adding some off-the-cliff tour events. We've got one scheduled for Edina now on August 8th. We're locking one down in Stillwater. And we're going to continue to hit more of the Twin Cities suburbs. And there's a lot of people who really are concerned about what's been going on.
Well, it's something's got to happen because it's so frustrating to watch this. It's almost like a miniature version of what's going on in D.C., of literally being held hostage by the party in power. And the party in power could care less about, you know, what any of us would like. Maybe we'd like to get a little of that $17 billion you had back, or, you know, maybe we'd like a little less taxes on our licensing, or, you know, maybe we wouldn't like to pay people for 5 months of paid family leave. Let's sit on that for a second. That's crazy.
And maybe we'd rather not be legally mandated to sneak critical race theory into our algebra classes, which is now the law in Minnesota. So, you're absolutely right. The bad news is that the legislature took a sharp turn to the left in 2023. And you know, it's interesting because the DFL has got the skinniest possible majorities in St. Paul. I mean, the House, they've got by 3 seats. If the Republicans were to swing 4 seats, they would take the House. The Senate by 1 seat, and they won that 1 seat. It's 34-33. They won that 1 seat by 321 votes, and a couple of others by around 1,000 votes. So the conventional wisdom in politics would be that when you've got that skinny a margin of control, you should tack to the center, you know, you should reach across the aisle, you should try to do some things on a bipartisan basis. But instead, the DFLers in St. Paul did the exact opposite. They swung hard to the left. They unleashed their collective id. They did a whole bunch of things they've probably wanted to do for years, but never quite had the votes before. And I think to a lot of people, it's been kind of a revelation.
It just amazes me. I see some of these people. I watch some of the sessions, and I shake my head, and I think, really? You're from Minnesota? And how did that happen so fast? I mean, did the demographics of those districts just change that drastically? Or, you know, I mean, what happened?
Well, that's a complicated story. I mean, I think part of what's happened is that there's a lot of Minnesotans who don't understand what they've been voting for. You know,
oh, there's that.
And, of course, the mission of our organization is to inform and educate. And it's, I think, more important now than ever. You could give many examples of this. I'll just give you one. So some of the people, Tim Walz and some of his minions, say, yeah, it's true we're losing people on a net basis to other states, but here's how we're going to attract people to Minnesota. We're going to attract people to Minnesota by having abortion right up to the moment of birth and beyond. We've now legalized infanticide in some cases. And we're a trans-refuge state, which means that we can attract children from around the United States who can come to Minnesota for sex change operations that would be illegal where they live. And this is our new strategy to attract people to Minnesota. Now, you know, to me, that's from outer space. But here's the thing. We actually polled that question, very simple question. We asked Minnesotans, our pollster asked Minnesotans, do you approve or disapprove of performing sex change operations on minors? Only 22% of Minnesotans say they approve of sex change operations on minors. 67% of Minnesotans say, no, I disapprove of that, let alone trying to make it our strategy for economic development, for how we're going to attract tourists and residents. So I think what we're seeing is that there's a significant chunk of Minnesotans who really didn't understand what they were voting for, who didn't think they were voting for this.
Yeah, well, what about this paid family leave thing? I just saw there was a thing on that Joey Jones had a uh, had a story on. We covered it earlier in the week about the, up to 5 months, and you've got hundreds of businesses. I would imagine thousands of businesses that are just not going to survive this. I mean, but yet they got the letters, they got the word. People told them that, and they voted for it and did it anyway.
I've been told by several small business owners that they simply cannot do business in Minnesota under this law, and that they're going to have no choice but to sell out and leave the state. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, I mean, employees are entitled to all of this, family leave and medical leave. We haven't even defined what a family is, by the way. And they get up to 90% of their pay, and the employer has to take them back, potentially over and over again, have to take them back. You can't plan. You can't staff. You can't run a business under conditions of that kind of uncertainty. And we're going to see the consequences unless and until that program is repealed. And, of course, there's the new payroll tax. Is now going to be taxed more.
Piling on. John Hinterrocker, Center for the American Experiment. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you at the next Over the Cliff event in Minnesota.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming July auctions include 33 acres of potential development land north of Bismarck on Highway 83, 800 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County near Minot and Deering, North Dakota, 21-acre farmstead near Brookings, South Dakota, 622 acres of crop and pasture land in Renville County near Glenburn, North Dakota, and the Erickson Farm Retirement Auction near Headinger, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Got a request for Stop Making Sense, Talking Heads. There you go. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Scott had to duck out for the last hour. Got a meeting heading to Bismarck, so Kev filling in here. 271-1100, 701-271-1100. I get a couple things that I want to ask you about as we get ready. Thanks to John Hinterrocker again. If you're in Minnesota, you know what we're dealing with. It's just unbelievable. Center for the American Experiment, check out the website and support them if you can. They're just trying to keep sanity Sanity alive in the state of Minnesota. Hey, we're brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Is it 20 years Mike's been doing this? Remember the original? I remember first seeing the commercial where the guy opened up his medicine cabinet and there's Mike standing there going, "Good morning!" Like, geez, who's this guy? 20 years later, 80 million MyPillows sold. And the guy, not to mention the warrior he is on election integrity, just a fantastic person. I'm just going to tell you this. All over the site, there's all the queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98. They've got them on sale for $19.98, $10 more than the king-size. There's deals and BOGOs, buy one, get one. There's different sale prices all over the site, from everything from the pillows to the robes to the sheets to the towels, everything. Mattress toppers, bed pillows. The key is having that promo code, Scott. That's the thing. You do that at checkout. So do your shopping. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. There's specials in there. You'll go in. You'll spend the special price. Boom, get your promo code in there. Even a better price. That's it. Scott, S-C-O-T-T at MyPillow.com. Slippers, mattresses, whatever. Though they're selling mattresses. He's got looks like a good-looking mattress, too. All of it. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow history right now with that promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Let's see here. This call came in off the air. I thought this was interesting. Funny.
Yeah, I'm going to be funny here.
Okay.
Maybe the aliens told Hillary what the planet's climate was like, and maybe that's why they want to change it. Our atmosphere is too toxic with all the carbon dioxide and methane for the aliens. They can't live here, and they come in, and then they crash their spaceships here because they can't breathe our...
No.
Our atmosphere. So
nope.
Now we got to change it for them so that they can make the Democrats rich. What a funny story, huh?
I love it. the aliens. I mean, the fact that we were actually having hearings on, and now we're having hearings on trans, whatever, gender-affirming surgery. We're spending our money, our taxpayer dollars, having hearings about that, and UFOs, and, you know, UFOs are real. You know, we're not alone. My humble opinion, I've seen some things in the Arizona sky a couple different times, like, whoa, what is that? But, you know, we need to spend all this time worrying about that, apparently. Let's see, emailer Raleigh has a question. After the shooter in Fargo's rifle was disabled, pulled a handgun, did he ever fire it, and any close-up of any pictures of the damaged rifle? I haven't seen any, Raleigh, but I don't think he got to fire the handgun, if I remember right. But they haven't released the footage yet, and I can imagine what happened. I don't know that I need to see it. Let's get some of these texts in. Remember when North Dakota was a tropical jungle of dinosaurs? Yeah. Who knows what it was? Yeah. The government and people try to explain climate change through scientific means. It is impossible for man to warm the atmosphere of the whole Earth as it is so vast. The real reason and cause for climate change is sin. Sin is defined in the Bible as transgression of God's law, the Ten Commandments. The reason our country is going through this heat wave and all the other problems we're experiencing is explained in Leviticus 26. I challenge anyone to read it and see if it isn't spot on. I will. I would say that the real reason and cause for the climate change is the sun, because the sun is the sun, and it melts stuff and makes things hot. Oh, why do we insist on reporting what Hillary Clinton says? She is, to me, non-essential. What say you? 1,000% agree. This is calling out the ridiculousness of that. I'm looking at the tweet right now. Hot enough for you? Thank a MAGA Republican. Or better yet, vote them out of office. And she's got a screenshot of a group called CAP Action. And their headline under CAP Action is MAGA Republicans are pouring fuel on the climate crisis fire. Okay, and on the bottom of the graphic, it says the climate crisis is here. That's why President Biden passed historic clean energy investments that will grow the economy and help fight climate change. every MAGA Republican in Congress voted no. China, Pakistan, India, all of the Middle East, they all in on this too? Are they all doing the historic clean energy investments and doing all the no? They're not? Oh, okay. Well, there's that. So I'm with you on the Hillary thing. Mitch is a known Trump hater, Mitch McConnell. Well, yeah. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care what, you know, how you identify politically. If you've been there as long as Mitch McConnell and Joe Biden and Dianne Feinstein and Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them, I don't care what party, you need to go. These people, I mean, out of touch, out of just beltway, you know, bubble people. It's all they are. The reason the earth is heating up is the doors of hell are wide open. Well, there's that. Approximately 1 in 3 North Dakotans carry. Remove them, tie up the police with a diversion, leaving the street fair wide open and unprotected in any way. Well, this guy seriously had an evil plan. It's just awful. Regarding guns, guarantee it won't stop with banning one gun. You give them one gun, they'll want another and another and another. Get to the real problem, mental health. Very good there. Let's see. Climate change fans have trouble with this when presented. During the Cretaceous period, we had inland oceans in North America. That is true. We're in the middle of one right here in Fargo Moorhead. That was followed by an ice age documented. Yeah. But no human influence was present. All you get is blank stare and crickets. Have a good day. Been saying that. Now, do some more digging and realize that we are coming out this latest ice age, this latest interglacial period, they call them. This is the latest one of probably 5 or 6 on the planet that we know about. This rock has, in the billions of years it's been in space, has frozen and thawed at least 5, maybe 6 times that we know of. Again, that's what it does. It gets hit. You have a nuclear winter for whatever hits the planet. It causes the massive amount of the blocks the sun. The planet freezes. The sky's clear. The sun comes back and starts melting things. The sky's been clear, and it's been melting things for tens of thousands, well over 10,000 years in the latest one. I don't know how you look at that and go, hey, it's your fault, MAGA Republicans. Crazy. People like Mitch McConnell is more proof we need to get off of fossil fuels and change the climate. Yeah, there you go. The green global warming agenda idiots only want to control the population. That's the main reason. They want to tell you what you can and can't do or own. Yeah, and they want to make money off the batteries and all the things and whatever initiative and whatever fantastic legislation they're passing to save us all. Oh, thank goodness they're there.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner. ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
USA News Update. Over 140 million Americans under heat alerts as extreme temperatures linger across the U.S., accounting for humidity. They're expected to top 100 degrees from the Midwest to the Northeast. A former U.S. intelligence official says the U.S. government is in possession of UFOs.
Mr. Gresh, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
A judge in the Hunter Biden case says she needs needs more information before she can accept his plea deal. Yesterday, the judge says she was not ready to accept that plea deal and asked both sides to file additional briefs. Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says he's considering naming Democratic candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead one of the nation's health agencies. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Happy Thursday. Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn sitting in for Scotty in the final hour here today. Duck out for a meeting. No problem. We got him. You and I, my friend, to the top of the hour. A couple segments left. Text in 701-237-1590. You can dial direct 701-271-1100. Want to leave a message 855-200-1776 or email studio at flagfamily.com. Man, the texts are, I love the chat, but, the texts as well. We got a lot of them. Another text in. So, if there is global warming, certain portions of the globe will benefit. Being a specialty crop farmer in North Dakota, this heat wave is a godsend for me. Can you imagine all the areas in the country that had cooler climates that if it warmed up become more economically feasible? Of course, other places would suffer, but our Earth adapts. Yeah, I mean, we've always adapted. And the planet's going to, in my humble opinion, this isn't going to stop. I mean, the planet's going to get hotter and hotter. We're going to have to figure it out. Unless you got a plan to turn down the sun. And, you know, you're not going to do that with, you know, if the chemtrail thing is real, if any, none of that's going to matter. It's going to get us one way or another. Another note on, it was good guys who had guns legally that put down a bad guy and avoided a mass casualty event from happening in Fargo. Of course it was. It usually is. You tell Hillary when it's 40 below here in the valley, where is your global warming now? Yeah. These people, let's see. They should be on the show to tell the truth. Idiots and propaganda. Evil lives everywhere, another texter says, and banning guns is not going to change that. History has shown that with the banning of alcohol, time to stop excusing criminals and prosecute them. Despite the liberal crying about gun violence, we cannot live in fear. Amen to that. Yeah, some punishment for actual crimes would be great. That'd be super if we get that done. Oh, let's see here. Mitch McConnell has to go. Yeah. You can bet Connie loves... Oh, this was the letter that Scott read earlier. Letter to the editor about weapons of war. I believe it was Connie that wrote the letter. You can bet Connie loves gun-free zones, which are the stupidest idea ever. Might as well put up a sign that says, "Bad guys, welcome here. Come on in and do what you do, because there is no one here able to stop you." That's the whole thing about that, the gun, it's a sign. Look, it says gun-free zone. We can't go in there. We leave your guns here. Like that scene in Tombstone. Sorry. Sign at the end of town should have told you you can't have your guns. No, you can't have them anyway. Another texter. Minnesota's lost. No matter who's elected governor, the damage is done and cannot be undone. The Twin Cities rural Minnesota area. You know, yeah, we've been talking about that for a long time. And that's a great point about once the damage is done, once this stuff is a law, once this stuff goes into the books and it's on and it's a law, very hard to undo. And as John was talking about, how exciting to be a trans refuge state and do whatever you, yeah, whatever you want in Minnesota, no problem. Oh, let's see here. Screenshots, very good. We get the best memes and screenshots on our. Here we go. We got that one in. So for the gun grabbers, another text. So for the gun grabbers, what do they plan to do about propane tank bombs, homemade hand grenades that Barakat had? I'm betting the folks in Oklahoma wish Timothy McVeigh would have had a rifle. Evil people will do evil things. Listen, that is it. Then to Connie writing a thing about a weapon of war. That's a Beto O'Rourke, Eric Swalwell nonsense term. Weapon of war. The weapon of war, way back in the day, would have been, you know, shields and spears and bow and arrows and, you know, knives. And the weapons of war have evolved. Look at this. Look at a fully outfitted special forces soldier. Look at what they have on them. They have a variety of weapons for the war they're going into. I am so tired of these terms and this, blech, you know, assault weapon, assault rifle. I said this before. And if you lay a Remington 30-06 semi-automatic deer rifle next to a tactical rifle, which is what I refer to as a rifle with it, like looks like an AR platform. I call those tactical rifles. They're short, you know, they're short form rifles, whatever. One looks like a deer rifle, one looks like a scary black soldier weapon that is, has the ability to kill people on its own, but the deer rifle doesn't. That's like saying there's a such thing as an assault bat or an assault knife or an assault hammer or, you know, and the example I always use, and I've done it online. Have you seen Walking Dead, the show Walking Dead? The bad guy in The Walking Dead and a lot of it was Negan, okay? Jeffrey, I can't think of the actor's name. He's great in the role. Plays Negan. And Negan has this scary, bloody baseball Louisville slugger that's wrapped in barbed wire, and man, it looks nasty. It is a nasty-looking, mean bat. But it'll hit a baseball the same way as a nice, cleaned-up bat with no barbed wire on it. Is Negan's bat an assault bat? Just because it looks different? Because it's, you know, nasty-looking and... Look at a steak knife compared to a, they call a tactical knife, you know? Jagged edges, ooh, it's black usually. It's got a different kind of a grip. My scuba diving knife is a nasty-looking knife, too, but I'm pretty sure the steak knife on my counter can do the same damage. The nasty-looking black scary knife, not an assault knife. Not an assault knife. So that's what Connie and the rest of these folks have to understand. There's no such thing. Nice comments. Appreciate that. Appreciate the. I always get some nice shout outs. Appreciate it. Thank you. Right back at you. Disarmed population is at the mercy of tyrants. Of course it is. Always. It is to this day. Look at the population of North Korea, China. Look at where these tyrants run the show. They are at the mercy of the tyrants that run their countries. They, you know, Kim Jong-un doesn't want you to eat. You're not eating. Something there. Fine. I think we're caught up on texts. Oh, Beat on the Brat by the Ramones. There you go. Beat on the Brat with a baseball bat. I see where you're going there. Got a bumper request. We'll see if we can get them on. 701-271-1100. Talk a little bit, get away from this climate nonsense and this gun talk, because none of it is manners. What matters is what's going on at the border in our country. What matters is the fentanyl that's coming in. What matters is what's going on in Chicago and Baltimore and Atlanta and L.A. and New York every single weekend. What matters is what's going on at the gas pump and at the grocery store and the level to which no one is doing anything about it. But yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security director, the main man, Alejandro Mayorkas, was on Capitol Hill testifying and answering questions of Congress about the job he's doing and the, you know, the border, which is apparently completely secure and there's no worries there or anything. One of the members of Congress that I really enjoyed was Victoria Spartz. She is a Republican representative from Indiana. I believe she has her history or her heritage is back to, I want to say, Russia or part of what they call the former Soviet Union. I don't think she's from Ukraine, but she's from like the former USSR, and you know is a citizen here now and elected to Congress, and asked Mayorkas the easiest question. All he had to do was pick a grade or pick a number. Check this out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll be brief and yield my time since I'm kind of wasting my time here. I'll be honest with you. Secretary Mayorkas, do you take full responsibility for all decisions of action and inaction made at your agency? Do you personally take full responsibility?
For
all of the decisions made at your agency.
I am the secretary of the department.
So it means yes.
I bear ultimate responsibility for the decisions made.
Yes, okay. So you mentioned earlier that in your definition you have operational control of the border. Can you define what you mean by that?
What we mean, because the under the Secure Fence Act, it means that not a single individual would cross the border, and under that definition, no administration has that operational control.
So what number do you have? 5 million, 10, if less than 5 or 10, or if less than a couple hundred thousand get away or more? I mean, what is your definition?
What we do, Congresswoman, is we...
Do you have a number?
What we do is we look at the resources that we have available to us and ask ourselves, are we deploying those resources to achieve the most effective results for the American people? That is what we do, and we are hopeful, working with you and other members of this committee, to increase the funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
So funny. We hear funding, but I've been at the border, and you've been at the border, too. How would you grade your job from on a scale of 0 to 10? How would you grade yourself?
Congresswoman, I am immensely proud.
How would you grade yourself?
Congresswoman, yeah. I am immensely proud to work with the men and women of the Department of
Homeland Security. That's what she asked.
Your job, not all of the women. I'm sure there are a lot of great men and women in your department. How would you rate your job as a head of your agency?
It is the honor of my
life.
From
0 to 10, so you cannot grade it. How would grade your preparedness to this committee meeting on scale from 0 to 10? We ask information, you all these promises, ladder. I'm not wasting my time. I'm sorry, I don't want to use bad word. What you can do with all these ladders, because we keep giving money and sending ladder, and you tell us BS back. So how would you rate yourself, your preparedness to this committee?
It is the honor of my lifetime to work with the men.
It is the honor of my lifetime. It's still the honor of my lifetime. It's just the honor of my lifetime. I don't have a number for you. It's the honor of my lifetime. That's as much as he was prepared for the whole thing. Yeah, and it goes on. Let's get Paul in here quick before the break. Paul, talking about Charlie Kirk. What's going on, buddy? What's on your mind?
Well, thanks, Kevin. See, remind me, maybe I missed it, but why was Charlie Kirk's third hour canceled as to the not-so-funny next guy?
Well, that's above my pay grade, but I can tell you that they wanted to get 3 hours of Fail It together, and the third hour of Charlie Kirk is usually a podcast, from what I understand.
To Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology, look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
They queued up there.
Beat on the front with the baseball bat.
There's a got a request for that on the text line 701-237-1590. The Ramones. There's one I haven't heard in a while. Gonna be a punk fan for the dig up some Ramones. Yeah, Joey and the boys. There you go. Here for you. You got a bumper request, happy to play it, 701-271-1100 or 701-237-1590 if you want to text it in. Last segment, what's on your mind for today? Scotty had to duck out for the last hour. Kev hanging out, 701-271-1100. Weapon of war, texter says. Definition? Politics and politicians. Yes. It's a term that isn't accurate and... I'm just tired of it. Guess we're in full on Burgum protection mode. Lost some respect from me today. I didn't see what that was about, but we're in full on Burgum protection mode. Look what Samson did with the jawbone of an ass. He killed thousands of, yeah, exactly, Philistines with it. Of course, God allows it. Just cause. Yeah, assault weapon of the day. Yeah, I'm just tired of talking about all the nonsense with the gun talk. So tired of Democrats and Republicans talking about banning guns or a gun, yet they want to stick their nose into every conflict and supply weapons of mass destruction. Well, isn't that the truth? Another text in. I listen every day and follow the show every day. I'm up at 4:30, listen to you and Alex, and then to you and Scott. Kevin, is Jim the flagpole guy coming on yet? Was he? I don't think he was going to be on today. I don't think he was scheduled for today, but we'll definitely get Jim's on all the time. I don't think he's on today, though. Wasn't scheduled. Before I get out of here, I want you to hear a little more of this, of what is not happening, the complete bozo, the clown show that is the Department of Homeland Security and Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The rock star from the hearings yesterday, and, you know, I'm paying zero attention to this Hunter Biden thing. Hunter Biden is all of that is one step at a time to get Joe out of the race for 2024. That's all that whole thing, the whole circus around the Bidens, that's all that's for. He will not be running. But meanwhile, at the border, the government in Mexico, and Matt Gaetz brings this up, is captive to the cartels. The government in Mexico is run to a degree in a large part by the cartels. And basically what Gaetz said is that, hey, you're working for the cartels. Listen to this. This is brutal.
2 million encounters and releases under your watch. So not including the Title 42 expulsions, not including violent criminals. Of those 2 million plus that you've encountered and released, how many have you told to go home?
Congressman, individuals who are released are placed in immigration enforcement proceedings under the law where they can make their claim for relief. If their claim for relief is not satisfied, they are subject to removal from the United
States. Right. Subject to removal sounds very different than actually removed. So I'm not interested in the process. I'm not interested in what people are subject to. 2 million people encountered and released. Not the expulsions under Title 42, not the criminals. How many of those people have you deported?
So, Congressman, a few points. Number one.
Just how many of the people? I just want to know how many. It's just a number.
Congressman, we are dealing with a completely broken immigration system.
I get it. No, Mr. Secretary, I'm not going to let you burn my 5 minutes. Do you know the answer? Do you know the number of people out of that 2 million that you've removed that aren't criminals?
I do know that we have removed more aggravated felons.
Right, I'm not asking about them. I've caveated that away. Because here's what I'm sort of getting and what your non-responsiveness is demonstrating. The Mayorkas doctrine is this. If you show up at the border and get released into the country, if you don't commit a specific aggravated felony, which, by the way, doesn't include a lot of assault and battery, doesn't include a lot of bad domestic violence, but if you're not one of the people who commit those crimes, you get to stay forever. Is that a fair characterization of your doctrine?
No, that is false.
Then tell me how many you're sending home.
No, that is false.
Okay, well, but you don't know the number of how many you've sent home. Here's another number. 1.2 million people today have been through your entire process, right? They've been through what you call a removal proceeding is just an amnesty dance. Because after the 1.2 million people get an order from the judge saying that they don't have a basis to be here, you still don't remove them. Like, what's your plan to remove those people?
Congressman, that is false.
Okay, how many of them then? Just give me the number.
Congressman, in this country, there are between 11 and 12 million.
Right, but I'm asking about a subset that you won't send home. And the reason you're smirking about it and the reason you won't answer my question is because everybody gets the joke. And the sad thing is it's not just us here. It's the cartels who get the joke, too. And so now what you've done to execute this Mayorkas doctrine where so long as you don't commit a crime, you get to stay here and burden our hospitals, burden our schools, burden our social services, burden our jails. You've sent the message to the cartels and then you've taken this app and you've digitized illegal immigration, and you've scaled it to the moon. Like, this app that you've got everybody downloading is like the Disney fast pass into the country, never to be subject to actual removal, just removal proceedings, as you call them. That app doesn't do any search of their criminal history in their home country, does it?
Congressman, I disagree with everything you've said.
Well, I'm sure.
I disagree with everything you've said. I didn't answer any of your questions, but I disagree with everything you've said. Can't give a number? I mean, you're the director of Homeland Security, and we're talking about that's where we are, my friend. Wow. Thanks for all the texts, emails, calls. Appreciate it. Scotty, we'll be back tomorrow. Do it again on What's On Your Mind. Have a blessed day.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.